Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Deuteronomy 7, Psalm 90, Isaiah 35, and Revelation 5. Now, during the tumult of last summer's cries for justice in the streets of America, and in my search for guidance on ways forward, I stumbled upon a ministry that I love called the AND Campaign. It is an organization that rejects the false dichotomy that we must choose compassion or conviction, left or right, justice or Jesus. Instead, the work we are called to recognizes that God is sitting in the midst of that seeming paradox, and that God doesn't say, choose one or the other. He says, both and. Now, in Revelations 5, 3 through 4, we see John's despair as he becomes immediately aware that no one in heaven and on earth is worthy to open the sealed scroll of God's promises. All that God speaks through the prophet Isaiah in chapter 35, as we read today, the lame leaping, the blind seeing, water shooting forth from the desert. In that moment, all of those promises suddenly seem that they will never be fulfilled. And John is in despair. Have you ever felt like hope is lost? Have you felt like you've waited for something only to discover it's never happening? That is what John, the author of Revelation, is feeling at that moment. He is in an instant comforted, however, by an elder. And the elder says that the lion of the tribe of Judah had conquered, and that he is worthy to open it. Now, this is why leadership is so important. That is the primary responsibility of those leaders, those that are called to lead. They must, in moments of crisis, point to Christ. The elder reminded John that hope is still alive and it's found in Jesus. So he is told of the lion, right? The powerful conqueror. But when John looks up, he sees the slain lamb, who's the one who takes the scroll. Now, wait a minute. Where's this lion? Where's the conqueror? Now here we see the powerful, mighty, sovereign king of the jungle is also the meek and murdered lamb. This is an apparent paradox that presents the tension again in Jesus of the both and versus the or. Jesus isn't the lion or the lamb. He's not the lion with all sovereignty or the lamb with all humility. He's both. He is a paradox. He is. And both are worthy. And hope for salvation, hope for the fulfillment of the promises only lives in this lion-lamb. In Deuteronomy 7, today we are reminded that God chooses his people. God elects those that he will make holy. He's absolutely sovereign. And yet, he commands holiness and holds the people accountable for living lives as such. People are absolutely responsible. Now here, yet again, we see wrapped up in the nature of God and salvation this seeming paradox between God's sovereignty and our free will and responsibility. Can both be true at once? On this, many a debate still wages on, but in God's word, I see that both must be true at once, or God lacks the power to save, or we can ignore half of the commands towards obedience and our role in redemption's plan. If God's will was the only matter at play, then why would we need to number our days or be concerned about God establishing the work of our hands as admonished in Psalm 90 today? Why would we need to think of our work at all? If it were only about our free will, on the other hand, then what good is prayer for the lost or trusting God's supernatural might as we strengthen our feeble hands and knees? God's sovereign power is still at play. And we still have responsibility in the life we've been given to live it with trust and obedience to the sovereign God. Yet again, it's this both and. So today, let us pray that the one who calls us to think of eternity as we live holy now and calls us to great patience while inspiring movement of obedience today, let us pray that he walks with us as the loving lamb while we discern the call for peace and the conquering lion while we discern the need for push. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you don't allow us to sit in the laziness of choosing a side, but you call us in the difficulty, the ever-challenging work of leaning into you and your spirit to be able to discern and recognize where in this we must balance ourselves, Lord God. The work of balance, just like on a skateboard, is one of sensing where you are moving, right? Sensing where you are in each and every moment, Lord God. And as we do that work of discernment, Lord God, we know that your spirit is leading, your spirit is guiding, your spirit is strengthening us as we live lives of holiness, but submit to you in obedience. As we trust you and are patient and looking for your sovereignty in all things, knowing that your will be done no matter what, Lord God. Help us to live it out, trusting in you, the God of both and not simply leaning on one or the other. We love you and we thank you in advance. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, that is another episode on 5 by the Fire. Head on over to 5bythefire.org if you want to leave a comment there. Make sure you hit me up, Armand@unshackledonetwork.org, if you need prayer. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate or review us on iTunes so that way other folks know how you're digging the podcast. If you do that, I'll leave you a shout out on the next episode. And make sure that you share it wherever you can so God's word gets out, you guys. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.